USA Radio News.
A gunman descended on a Texas high school Friday morning and opened fire, claiming the lives of 10 people, the majority of them students. Take a listen as this high school student describes the scene and chaos that ensued after the shooting.
It was scary. I didn't know what to think. You know, everything shot up. My heart started beating real fast. I didn't know what to do.
Police say the suspect may have been planning something more sinister.
There have been explosive devices found in the high school and surrounding areas.
Today from the White House, President Trump did talk about the school shooting, saying that he would do whatever it is in his power to protect students at school. The president also talked about the economy.
The economy is doing fantastically well, even better than you think in the stock market. And the stock market's only being held back a little bit for one reason, although it's up almost 40% since Election Day.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
A Florida man's in custody after a shooting at a golf club owned by President Trump early Friday morning. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Police say the gunman lives not far from the Trump National Doral Golf Club, where for some reason David Odie took down an American flag that had been displayed outside the resort, brought it into the lobby, and placed it on the front desk before screaming obscenities about President Trump and challenging several police officers.
It appears that he was trying to engage our police officers, some type of ambush-type attack.
That Miami-Dade police spokesman says five officers exchanged fire with Odie, who suffered gunshot wounds to his legs, but is expected to recover. One of the officers suffered a broken arm. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The House Freedom Caucus today sank a farm bill over an immigration dispute with GOP leadership, killing a bill that included President Donald Trump's push to impose work requirements on food stamp recipients. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Recapping our top story today, a 17-year-old carrying two guns opened fire at a Houston, Texas area high school, killing at least 10 people. Texas Senator Ted Cruz was down at the high school where the horrific shooting took place.
Every one of us that's a parent that sends our sons or daughters off to school in the morning to have this horror greet them. This community is grieving mightily, and the entire state of Texas, the entire country, is grieving along with these parents, grieving along with these students. There have been too damn many of these. Texas has seen too many of these. We've seen deranged murderers, whether this morning here, whether a deranged bomber in Austin murdering innocent people, or whether 6 months ago in Sutherland Springs, another evil criminal murdering innocent people.
A possible terror attack in France is foiled, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
French officials say they have foiled what could have been a deadly terrorist attack in their nation using either deadly ricin or explosives, and they've arrested two Egyptian-born brothers before they could strike. The interior minister says they'd been tracking extremist activity on social networks. Details of the circumstances of their arrests not released. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.